We've been talking about constitutional recognition for the last 3 or 4 years in Australia. Aboriginal people, as you will have heard in Uluru, have resoundingly said, we don't want it. To the untrained eye, constitutional recognition sounds great, including Aboriginal people in the constitution. But actually, it's pretty arrogant and rude, because without meaning to, what we're actually saying is, us normal white people and our constitution, who's here for everybody, who owns this country, we will include you in our constitution on our terms. Aren't you thankful? Do you see how inclusion doesn't unmask power? Who's really making decisions on what terms? Whereas really what Aboriginal people are now starting to call for is a treaty or a substantive sharing of power and decision-making between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people. Aboriginal people, being the nice people we are, we're not even saying, get out, white people, go home, we're sick of you. Right? Some people do. But actually what our elders are saying is, you know what? We recognise you've got some great things in your culture, but so have we. How about we share? How about we have a go at sharing and sharing sovereignty? And that's very, very confronting for people, for some people, because it means that they have to acknowledge what went wrong, what wasn't so good, and how we might fix it. If we don't confront these issues of power and social justice, we'll end up being charitable and benevolent, including Aboriginal people on white terms and being very nice to them, but we won't be doing social justice.